Hello, and welcome to There Can Be Only Fun, the world's first, best, and only Highlander podcast, a place where you can think about Highlander and tell your friends about it.
Please tell your friends about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
We are your hosts.
Friends.
We are your hosts. My name is Greg. With me is Dan.
As Hello. Always.
Casey, also as always.
Yes.
Hello, yep. gentlemen.
With me, as always, is Casey and Greg. I think we should, because the last couple episodes, we haven't gotten straight out ahead of it, but please go to spacehay.com/TCBOF.
And please, Casey, accept my fucking friend request.
I'm not ready.
It's 16 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And one day I'll be like, I'm going to do it today. Yeah. I'm going to do it. And then yeah. the next day I'm like, I can't. It's too much pressure.
Well, we're having a nice time over there. Dan and I
it's
are discussing,
really nice.
Discussing pickles, all kinds of things.
And jeans and
Dan,
grapes.
You and Dan are literally the only ones over there having a nice time.
I yeah. have like 12 friends.
Yeah.
What a whirlwind.
Yeah. And if you are listening, you can go to anchor.fm/TCBOF and leave us a message, a voicemail. And then you can also view us on YouTube. We are at TCBOF on YouTube. Watch the video versions
mm-hmm.
and see yeah. this.
Yeah. Look yeah. at this.
Look at this. Look at all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So should we do a recap? Like, where are we at with Highlander?
Yeah, do we want to sort of rate what we've got so far?
Yeah, well,
like
let's talk
what
about
our rankings are.
A brief plot synopsis. Why don't we just read the IMDb plot synopsis for the third installment, and then we'll
okay.
pick everyone up on what's happened with the...
That sounds good.
Well, Connor McLeod,
mm-hmm.
up to this point. So, Highlander 3, with many names, this film.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's Highlander 3, sometimes it's Highlander The Return. Sometimes
or the Sorcerer.
Or the Sorcerer. I think it had some other name, too.
Final Dimension?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Deceived that he had won the prize, Connor McLeod awakens from a peaceful life when an entombed immortal magician comes seeking the Highlander.
Yes.
Accurate plots, yes.
What happens in this movie.
Yeah. Well, so this movie is like, hey, part two, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both versions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not mad at him for that.
No. Yeah.
I feel like two would have been a hard hole to dig yourself out of trying to maintain all this stupid lore from the
yeah.
from that
mm-hmm. movie. But this too, I'm like, well, wait a minute. How so Highlander logic is fluid.
Yeah.
Oh, to put it nicely.
So he like if there can be only one, then there can only be one, not there's one and a guy and his two buddies.
Yeah,
it's because they're buried somewhere. They're not dead.
Yeah,
the gathering didn't.
Yeah,
happen.
They still like, have their heads.
Yeah, they're alive.
Yeah, there and can be only a bunch,
okay.
like
yeah.
all the time, except for one short time where there's only one.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
The rest of the time there can be some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how did he? Well, I mean, I don't even know what the prize is, so I guess he doesn't either. So he doesn't know whether or not he won it.
Yeah. It's a rich tapestry.
Yeah. The prize in the second movie, the prize
well of lore.
The prize in the second movie is you go mm-hmm. back to your planet, or
yeah.
you go back in time to mm-hmm. when the planet isn't a thing anymore for both versions.
Yeah.
But you go somewhere. There's like a thing.
Yeah,
that's not discussed in the first movie.
No.
There's
no
say,
in the first movie. The prize is you get to die. Isn't
is that
it?
What it is?
I think so.
They
it's
all,
like
then
you...
they all win.
Yeah. Well, that's the fucked up thing. It's like, just cut your fucking head off, dum-dum.
Yeah. Let me control F prize on the original film and see what it says.
Yeah.
What does it say? Nor is there any mention of the prize. Yeah, they really
oh,
don't.
No, it's vague as fuck. Yeah.
It's real vague in the first movie.
Two is the only one that offers up a solution to what the
yeah.
prize might be. And well, there's conflicting versions of it because there's two versions of part two. Three
yeah.
is back to, we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It's something.
We yeah. don't know, and you don't need to know.
Yeah. Exactly. Three is like, we're sorry.
I remember that being that what they everyone was calling this when it came out was it was Highlander the apology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good.
It really feels like that.
It needed another subtitle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The return of the dimension of apologies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one really goes for, like, remember this? Look, we dressed him up like the first movie.
Yeah.
The only consistency is that in Highlander 2 and also other Highlander 2 and in this one is Brenda from the first movie is fucking dead.
Yeah.
And just, I'm really like disgustingly.
Yeah.
Scrape her off the pavement. I was like,
oh my God.
I appreciated that line. What's happening? Like, did they really hate that actress?
They didn't mention a car crash. There was like, yeah, you remember?
No, they just said that they had to scrape her off the fucking road.
And why would you, by the way, I know that you'd like some more information about this. There was scraping. It was.
Hey, what happened to that other lady? Don't worry about it. She's fucking flat as shit now.
Yeah.
She is everywhere.
That was a little intense. They did get another music video director. Uh-huh. To do this one. So the person that directed this did like Wham and Guns N' Roses and Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, Bananarama. If you go to the
Tina Turner.
Yeah, Van Halen, Wang Chung. Like Turner? They did Tina Turner?
Yeah, Tina Turner?
Break Every Rule.
All right.
From 1987.
Classic.
Like they did like 15, 20, you know, music videos. In 1987, they were like hugely in demand.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this movie maintains a little bit of that. Highlander has to look like it's something that is happening in a music video to some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. do we want to do kind of impressions? Like, I'd like to know what your rankings are thus far in the series.
Oh, that's going to be so hard. Okay. So none of us had seen this one, right? Obviously.
No, I've seen this. I just didn't really remember. And you know what? Maybe I didn't see all of it. I think.
Okay.
I probably stopped.
Okay.
On cable.
Yeah. So.
But no memory.
I'm trying to put myself in the position of like, if I had waited around for this and I could see a lot of people, like you said, if they were calling it the apology, I could see a lot of people being like, okay, now we're back on track a little bit. As a reaction. But then when I look at all the reviews and stuff at the time, it's a lot of like, no, this also sucks or whatever.
Yeah. I can give a hot take in order pretty easily, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Part one at the top,
mm-hmm.
Renegade version, then this one, then theatrical two.
Okay.
Okay. See, now I go first Highlander.
Yes.
This movie, a close second.
Yeah.
then Renegade, then shitty theatrical version. I fucking love this movie.
Listen, I didn't hate this movie at all. I had a lot of fun watching this movie. I honestly think mine might be Highlander 1, Highlander 2 theatrical, this movie, Renegade.
Wow.
Right.
I love that we all have different. Yeah. I love that Highlander means something different.
Different. Yeah. Because this movie and Theatrical 2 both have big, dumb sequel like energy.
Yeah.
And I really like that energy.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what we're doing and we're doing it as hard as we can.
But this one's
wrong
like,
and wrong, baby.
This one doesn't go as hard for me the whole time. There's a big like that like where it loses steam for me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel like there was that lull. I was engaged the whole time.
Okay.
And not I'll, in a like this I'll let you is know what,
sorry, go ahead.
And not in a like this is so stupid it's watchable. It was just like really watchable.
It is
like all of the elements. You know who has the correct initials is Mario Van Peebles, because he's the motherfucking MVP in this.
Okay, game. See, I coming into this recording was thinking like, what is the reaction going to be to Mario Van Peebles? Because it is also like in the first movie, a person being like, I'm going to lean in on a very specific type of performance.
Yeah. But he's the very specific performance from the first movie.
Yeah.
He's just doing Clancy Brown.
Yep. But with more tongue.
Not a lot more tongue.
But yeah. Also, like, less, I don't know, less, like, peaks. I never felt them, like, breaking the ceiling, you know?
I felt like his performance, because, like, there's a certain way the villains perform it. Like, it is a big, grandiose, like, over-the-top performance. That's what you want from your villains. Yeah. But I feel like MVP really pulled it inside. And, like, it was a lot more of a measured performance.
It's a lot of the voice.
It's a lot of the voice.
Hello,
love it was like character choice or what the character was actually doing. I was like, this guy's a dick. Like that the other guys were like vaguely threatening and like murderous and everything, much like MVP was, but also mainly he was just a fucking dick.
Yeah, he's an asshole. So let's walk through this movie.
Okay.
So
we do have an apology at the beginning, like you said, and I have that apology right now.
Okay.
From the dawn of time we came, moving silently among you, down through the centuries. Immortals. I'm Connor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod, the Highlander. After the death of my friend Ramirez, and my beloved wife, Heather, I left my home in the highlands of Scotland and began to wander the world searching for answers. Finally, I came to Japan, to the mountains of Neri, and the cave of the sorcerer Nakano.
So we, like, immediately are like, remember in the first movie there was a sword, and it was a thing that could not have been made, you know, anytime recently because it was folded over a billion times.
Right.
Immediately, this movie is like, we're latching on to the first movie. We're going to show you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, no more aliens. Mm-hmm. No more time travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just we're from the dawn of time.
Yeah, we've been. Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
We love we cannot die. We love swords.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this movie. That's what I found so refreshing about it, is that it doesn't get bogged down in itself. It's we're just going to put some stuff in front of you. You can look at it. It's fun to look at.
And I would argue that the things about this movie that I think are a weakness, like that I think, I don't know if this is what Greg was alluding to, but for me, the weakness of this movie is kind of similar to the weakness of the first movie, where it's like whenever they cut back to like, here's the backstory in ye olde time, I'm always a little bit inside going like, get back to the like
particularly
fun stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now they do start with a pretty strong, hey, let's just do Conan at the opening.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Mako and everything. He's got a voiceover.
He's fucking great.
He's always great. And then the mysterious villain comes upon a village with snow, and this is extremely Conan.
Yeah.
Extremely Conan and incredibly close.
So one of the things that I was thinking about when I watched this movie was the introduction of the villain is very like, by the way, there's a guy coming and he's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me was also like, so I'm not trying to like defend Highlander 3, but I did see a lot of stuff online about like this movie being really bad. And in my head, I'm just like, I'm coming to these movies fresh, and I'm coming to these movies going like, I don't understand how there can be an overwhelming reaction to Highlander 3 of like, it doesn't make sense, it's dumb, and it's terrible, but number one is great. Because I'm like, the things that are in this movie that are a little bit, like I said, like not so strong, I'm like, I can say the same things about the original. The original has a crazy villain, and the original is also only introduced as like, we're warring with these people and that's why he hates me. There's not that much of a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Movie has bad guy.
Yeah. And we don't need anything else.
Bad guy in movie, he's bad guy.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta know.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't understand the idea that, I think that if anything, I could understand somebody watching this and saying, I did not like it at all because it's too much like the first one. And I'd be like, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But that's why I loved it so much. I think that's what I wanted out of, I appreciated too, because it really it really swung for the fences with its whole, you know, shell around the world thing, which was fucking dumb as hell. But again, the first Highlander was a little dumb as hell. So, so it felt like it could go there. Like, it felt like that's not unreasonable to go there. It was just kind of a misfire for me because everything was all like, it was too bogged down. This movie feels real light on its feet, and it's like, Highlander movie, let's not think too much about it and let's just fucking go. And this movie just fucking goes.
He
goes and finds a kid. He's got a kid.
And I was like, oh shit, does his dick work now?
But then he was like, the guy's like, so he knows that you're not his father, right? And he's like, he's known since before he could walk. I'm like,
yeah,
that's cruel.
I think he said before, since before he can write.
Something
like, is that the first word you taught him to? Adopted. Spelled A-D-O.
Don't forget, kid, I love you, and you're not mine.
Yeah.
I love you, even though.
Yeah.
Good night, Jack. I'm not your dad.
Yeah.
Dad, please stop. You call me dad. Yeah. Call me dad. I'm not.
Connor,
my dad, though.
Russell, Russell, Connor, whatever you like.
Yeah,
Mister.
Listen,
hey, you.
A lot of people call me a lot of things.
Yeah. So we hang out in that cave for a little while, and we do get some stuff about the new. There's like, so they reset the quickening to be the quickening again from the first movie, but then they're also like, here's also some illusion stuff.
Yeah, which all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was super into that.
Yeah, and so if you kill a Highlander, you get their special skill set, which, that's a good idea.
Totally.
That's a great idea, and that's not something that we've explored before. And in fact, I was kind of hoping that we would explore that a little more in this.
Well, exactly. Here's the thing. They open that idea, and it's like, oh, we've never done that before because it has never happened with any other character ever before. No one has powers.
Except that it only happens with the one guy. There's only one guy who has illusions. Why don't they all have super cool, like, this guy can turn into a snowman, or this guy, I don't know, a snowman, but this guy can...
Is it the force that he can take? Did he take his sunglasses, or... Is it an illusion that I have your sunglasses?
Yeah. There's a lot of, and they bring the snakes back in this one. They're like, again, here's the thing with the snake. Because there was a snake in number two, right? Or
snakes?
Yeah, number two.
Was
with,
there?
With Michael Ironside, he's like, ah, here's a snake. I can kill him.
Smoosh the snake.
Yeah, smooshy snake.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
first I smoosh the snake. Then I smoosh the nuts. Then the world.
Then I get to
in America. First you squish the snake, then you squish the nuts,
then you get the women. and so we do get the guy telling him, if you cut my head off, and I have that as a clip.
Nothing is what it seems, Highlander. First you must be aware and respect the power of illusion.
Just strike at my head, and you will take all my knowledge.
I wonder. Yeah.
Not even for the power of illusion?
What if you got illusion?
I love how he tries to sweeten the deal. Ah, dude, cut my head off. No, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
You wanted to do some magic tricks? You better cut my fucking head off.
Yeah.
Didn't you just teach me? No! I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are too busy. Now cut my damn head off.
God. Yeah. I guess he just wants Connor to have that power instead of the other dude, right?
Oh, yeah. He's being a real sweetheart about it. Yeah. But too little, too late.
Or just could have caught him over the expanding forever that they're both going to live and just helped each other out the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both could have shared the illusion.
Yeah.
Totally. So I also have a clip from this scene with Kane. So this is the first appearance of his voice in these clips.
Kane, for the uninitiated, is MVP.
Right? Yeah, Mario Van Peebles. And so he's like, I'm going to cut your head off.
Your magic has improved, Wizard. Why don't you give it to me?
I didn't give it to you 200 years ago. I'm not about to now.
Yes, but if I cut off your head... I get your magic anyway. So, we could do this the easy way. Or we could do this the hard way.
My head doesn't come off that easy.
No, but it does come off. Nonetheless.
I'm honestly
alert, it actually did come off quite easily.
I love what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I love what he's doing.
Your MVP?
Yeah. But it would come off
anyway. He's really elongating everyone. But your head, it's gonna come off. Anyway. I love it. It's fucking mesmerizing.
Marvin Van Peebles has, I think, an enormous amount of talent and endless enthusiasm for himself. And he's just always in the worst movies, though.
Mm.
Not always. New Jack City is good. But, yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like choices were poor.
Mm-hmm.
Solo, you know.
I like gunmen with Lambert and Peebles teaming up again.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one.
It's pretty good, but. Yeah, Kane chops the head off, gets the illusion, and then we get another quickening, another explosion scene of quickening, which is always welcome.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Because his head comes off, but he's still like, fuck you!
Yeah, I love that. Now, was that just an illusion, or was he still allowed to talk even when his head is gone? Because he was like,
I don't know.
You cut my head off, you fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like mocking him openly. I'm like, I hope I have the wherewithal to mock whoever kills me.
Yeah. You expect that to happen?
I will be.
Matter of time.
Yeah.
You've met
there
me.
There was also this. So I kind of watched this twice for this to get these clips. And I forgot that there's a part in this scene where that like stone thing wakes up and goes like, blink, blink.
I was so excited about that. I was like, are we going to have little goblins running around?
Yeah, is there ghoulies in this movie?
No, goblins.
It does kind of come back again later where they have the little stone head and they're looking at it and like, where'd this come from or whatever.
I felt like this movie was setting up like a big Conan fantasy. Let's go. I kind of wanted like that. I was like, I would like a Highlander movie that's like Conan crazy.
Yeah.
But they were like, nah, don't worry about it.
No.
Yeah.
Instead, they were like, let's dump this exposition immediately after this intro. Oh, that's not the one. This one.
The archaeological division is waiting. The owner of the corporation is threatening to shut us down so he can continue his foundations.
Okay. Yeah.
They can't stop the excavation now.
The Japanese government has enormous respect for such a famous archaeologist as yourself. But that's
the situation.
From what you sent me to authenticate, definitely 16th century. Mm-hmm. But check the grid points. Do you realize this spot is less than a mile from the center of Neri?
Oh.
What are you suggesting? The cave of the sorcerer Nakano?
The cave we were just in?
Alexa, Nakano is a legend.
Oh, reminds me.
Here's a hat. Babe Ruth?
Yeah.
What?
Here's
hat?
Babe Ruth's hat.
Hat? Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of legends.
I love in the Highlander movies that every archaeologist is hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like both of these people talking right now, I'm like, these are very attractive people. Every scientist in the Highlander films is very, very good looking.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Highlander loves to fuck.
Yeah.
He straight up loves to fuck.
In this movie, especially.
For somebody who's constantly being like, I can never fall in love. It hurts too much. Listen, I love you, though. I do love you.
He usually goes in after the, I cannot die.
Yeah.
That is a big turn on, Wendy.
Yeah, pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So that exposition dump reveals there's archaeological dig.
Yes.
It is at the exact same place that we just were in that with the beheading and that thing.
Yes.
There's a bunch of like, I mean, I guess company people that are not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all this stuff that they're just like, blah, blah, blah.
It comes quite fast.
Yeah. Which again, to Casey's point, I was kind of just like, what? Okay. I guess so. Go for it.
All right.
Yeah. They're like, and then that's when we cut to this archaeological dig has busted out Kane, who has just been hanging out underground for 400 years or whatever,
behind some wood.
Yeah. Which, I like that it just punches through.
Yeah,
it
like, oh yeah, I found it. Yeah. It's like, he was here the entire
wait a
time.
Minute. What if I punch right through this wood? Is there something on the other side?
It's behind where we were drying our clothes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't look.
So, if this is 1985 in New York, or whatever. No, I'm looking at it's,
94 or something.
So yeah, on the Wikipedia it says in 1985 the gathering occurs and McCloud is seemingly the last mortal alive, and then his Brenda is killed in a car accident. And then now it's 1994 and he's living with his adopted son. So he thinks he's got the prize then, I guess. Is that he's like, I guess I did it. Yeah. The gathering happened in 85.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. He's like, so am I done? Can I?
Yeah.
I guess the whole Highlander thing's done. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So from 86 to 94, he was just like, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
And then they bust out and he's like,
sweet
I can
prize.
Feel it.
Yeah.
That's not something's not right.
I think the sweet prize was his fucking awesome 90s apartment.
Yeah. Totally. Isn't it the same one? Isn't it the same one from the first
movie?
Real
good. It's still got that real industrial feel, but
okay. Yeah, but I feel like it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Or at least
it's definitely like more 90s-ized, I think.
Yeah. So he's like, the game's not over. I got to go back to New York City.
Yeah. Just in case. And then gets all fucked up immediately. Guy shows up and just dropped.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those gang that like a gang just comes and fucking shoots him a bunch of times.
I like that we get another scene where he gets shot a bunch and he's like, "Well, I can't die, but this is still cool."
Yeah. Like crazy sidebar in the middle.
Yeah.
That whole
I like that they took him to
shot?
The hospital.
Yeah.
And I like that the doctor was so mad at him. they brought him in. The guy, there's like, this guy's got multiple fucking gunshot wounds, and he just wrenches his shirt up and goes, "This guy has every fucking gunshot wound. You're wasting my time. I fucking hate being a doctor.
Call me when this guy's been shot."
Yeah, and then he wakes up and he's like, "I gotta get out of here."
And
like,
then,
"No, go to sleep. Go to sleep, you piece of shit."
He's trying everything except for being a doctor.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to get rid of this fucking guy. Yeah, I hate his face.
And then they send him to like a
They send
comedic,
him to the Fisher King, basically.
Yeah. like 90s movie mental hospital where people are going like, wow, I'm crazy. It's like, oh, God, again.
Always a Shakespeare guy. There's always a Shakespeare guy in the loony bin in the 80s or 90s movie.
Well, this guy thought he was Napoleon. He thought he was Napoleon. I thought he was Andrew Lloyd Webber because he looks a lot like Andrew Lloyd Webber. It was really weird.
Yeah.
But I love that. I thought this was a lot of fun. They're like, put him in the psych ward. This guy's nuts.
This guy thinks he's been
shot a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Put him in the fucking psych ward. No evaluation. Put him in the psych
ward. They should have put the nurse guy who said he had shots in there.
Yeah.
He's the crazy one. I don't know why. Yeah. Like McCloud should have just been like, I don't know what he's talking about. He just grabbed me and put me on a gurney.
Yeah, totally.
Threw this blood all over me. Yeah.
But I like that he used crazy Napoleon. He's like, hey, we have to mount an attack. You gotta create a diversion. And Napoleon's like, I'm fucking on board because I'm Napoleon. I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought it was a cute little
I liked it. And then we're done. Out of there.
Yeah.
And then he makes a clean getaway.
Yeah. and meanwhile, the archaeologist people have found a piece of like fabric, and that's the next thing that
the tartan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alexon, how do you explain this?
Where'd you find it?
In the chamber. It's all maybe 300-400 years. But look at the pattern, the weave. Certainly not Japanese.
Looks like some sort of tartan.
Scotland? That's a long way from Japan.
It's true.
Especially 400 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did enjoy that this movie brings it back to the kind of like three-pronged approach of McCloud slash Nash,
mm-hmm.
person doing archaeology, and then the next clip that we'll get to is we also have a detective.
Oh God, this guy.
He's a sad detective.
Yeah.
Somebody would just comb his hair.
He doesn't have time. He's hot on the heels.
Is it supposed to be the same detective?
Yeah. It's supposed to be
because he was just there. He's not the same guy because he keeps on talking about how the other guy failed.
Okay.
He's not going to.
But he remembers from the first movie that there was a head chopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's listen to what he has to say.
So what do you got, Wojciech?
We got a body here. And we got a head over there.
Now, I suspect foul play.
Maybe you should have taken over for Cosmos over there, huh?
Look, Lieutenant, we got a guy in a Halloween costume gets his head sliced off. It's not your usual humdrum assassination.
Where's the sword?
How'd you know about that? I was saving that as a surprise.
I remember things you
I also
you forget.
Got a beat.
I remember things you would forget.
Yeah.
This guy's voice kills me. Not New York thing at all. Until he has to say New York when he's talking to the mortician, where he's like, he's just like this tone, whatever. He's like, I don't know what's going on. And he's like, what's he doing in New York? He's like, really leans into it for one line. And then the other the guy says,
practiced.
What's he doing on the planet?
Yeah.
Wink.
What?
Wink.
We all saw number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't you a mortician? Shouldn't you be eating?
Yeah, shouldn't you have a sandwich or a bag of chips or something?
I enjoyed, because like he met one of the henchmen guys in the hospital and cuts his head off and gains his power in the hospital.
Yeah,
right?
In a very silly fight. Where he's just
a very silly fight because he cuts his head off and then the power goes everywhere. And I really enjoyed this because, like, you see, you know, like the electricity lightning, you know, goes all over everything. And there's like a table there and it's got a bunch of cans of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And then all of the lightning goes all around those. I was like, did he just get the power of Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's become that much more refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look out. He's about to do a kickflip.
Yeah. Oh, he can do the Dew now. Oh.
Yeah.
He's become too extreme.
Yeah. So I don't have any clips from this stuff, but we also haven't mentioned that the whole backstory in like the 1700s around Connor and Sarah, and how Connor is sentenced to death, but his friend who's immortal is chop my head off instead.
Yeah,
and then Sarah's like, oh no, he's dead, my lover. I'm going to go and have a family. And then McCloud catches up and is like, oh no, you have a family. And I was like, this is a lot. There's all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
there's a lot more.
I just don't care.
A little bit.
Yeah, there were too many Family Guy cutaways in this one, I think.
Yeah.
I think that stuff is the weakest.
And only went to one era. Like that. Like that's what I liked about the cutaways in the first one. At least it's like in different centuries, you know?
Yeah.
To get a little glimpse of him here and there, and like what he's like in those times. And that's you know, but I do like in this, I realize that he does a thing when Connor McCloud, Michael Lambert, whenever he's has to like see an old friend. He hasn't seen it in a while. It's always, there's usually some kind of turn or a mask comes off and he goes, this real yucky, sinister laugh. I'm going to start doing that.
Whenever you see anyone you remotely recognize.
Oh.
I did miss the... it's a quickening energy in this one a little bit.
Yeah, there was a Sean Connery sized hole in this movie.
Yeah. But and yet at the same time, I almost feel like he would have been too good for this movie.
Yeah,
like I feel like it would have been like it would have taken me out a little bit because like we're all wallowing down here and he's up here somewhere.
I would have taken some Mako hanging out more, like calling back to him. Like Mako's charismatic and like a bizarre character.
Mm-hmm. You know? I would have liked a lot more of him. Actually,
yeah.
I did read that the original script was going to take place more in the 17th and 18th centuries, and they were going to have a like Ramirez replacement. And then on IMDb trivia, it also said it was going to have a scene where McCloud kills the Jack the Ripper because Jack the Ripper was also immortal.
Oh,
which really? I think would have been funny.
Definitely. Why?
Yeah.
That's the kind
of cuckoo bananas I need in this shit.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah. I like the idea of the Highlander as a like superhero figure throughout time,
totally
thwarting killers and shitty people and whatnot.
Yeah, I think the series could use a bit of the like, if we have a person who is immortal, what hijinks could they get up to in pieces of like modern or like reality history.
Yeah.
I want to see him abuse it, you know, because he totally did at some point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We all would.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that time loop movie with Andy Samberg where it's like they have a stretch of the movie where he's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna be drunk and do dumb things. It's like I wanna see the like period of Connor McLeod where he's like, fuck it.
Yes.
I'm immortal, I'm gonna like jump off the Eiffel Tower just because I can. Or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We do get a bunch of Russell Nash stuff in this one again, where the Alex character is like figuring out that he's also McLeod and then they fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of that shit that I didn't pull clips from.
They take a long ass time to fall in love. There's a lot of like just longing looks or something like that. And he has all the memories of the redheaded version of her.
Yeah.
And it's all the same shit we saw in the first one too.
Yeah, like really.
Yeah.
And then we get an early fight with,
she witnessed
Van Peebs and Connor. Yeah.
But it was during this fight that I realized that MVP has based the voice of his character on Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah.
And it just made me love and respect him more.
I was happy there was a tiny trampoline for them.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Why is it there? Like the little construction, like scaffolding.
Boing, totally. It.
Well, you know how construction workers are always...
That's how they get to work, boss. Hey.
Boing. Hey, I need you up on the second floor now.
All right.
No problem. Boing.
I didn't
whatever
need to
you
do
say, boss.
I didn't need you to do a triple axel to get up here, but...
But I love that you did.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And they do have a pretty good fight, and the blade, like, explodes or whatever at the end of the fight.
But why does he just, like, fuck off into a bird? Like, he's...
Because it's funny. What
the fuck? He's got him, and he's like... Next time.
Yeah.
I'm a bird. Yeah.
He's like, did they know I could do this?
You like illusions? Yeah.
Listen, yeah. You got lucky that I just really wanted to be a bird right now.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand.
What? Maybe he can't control it.
What the fuck? Was that? Like, shit.
Right
now, when you find a whoa!
Think about baseball. Think about baseball.
Yeah, maybe I'll turn into something cool. Ah, fuck, I'm a bird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what happened.
I don't. Yeah, I was just like, what the? Bye.
Meanwhile, they figure out what that cloth is. That was the next thing that I pulled here.
And the sword's wrecked. The cloud. Oops, the sword.
Yeah.
The clouds. But I checked it, same pattern, didn't match up.
Apparently, this alteration in the color denotes a branch of the clan that broke away in, I think, 1536.
Some backstory. Yeah.
Some incident occurred that year involving a Connor McLeod who was driven from his home, accused of wielding powers thought to have been unnatural. So in defiance, the father altered this insignia to honor the son's lineage, but there's been no record of this branch ever since.
Except for a piece of cloth.
Yeah, so that's some tying into the first movie there.
Yeah.
Right. So he was disgraced from his village, but his dad made him a new plaid?
Pattern, yeah.
Like he's to honor his color child. In there. I don't know. Maybe it makes sense in the world of tartans, and I don't know that much about it, but that did not make any sense to me.
Yeah, it was just a way that they could connect it to the original, I guess.
Sure. It was just some words that they could say.
Yeah. Now there is a really good scene in this that doesn't rival the subway car, but there is a fun scene that, like, when we're getting closer to the end of the movie, the Mario Van Peebles bad guy is like, "I'm gonna kidnap Christopher Lambert's adopted son."
So before we get into that, I have so many thoughts about the Kurgan.
Yeah.
Just was alive the whole time. So he's adjusted to what's going on with the world now.
Yeah.
Mario Van Peebles has been in a hole for 400 years and he shows up and he's not like, holy fuck. Gets it all. I mean, he knows how to say hanky panky. He knows what fax machines are. Nothing is
but
like.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what a condom does.
No.
No.
He eats it.
I fucking love that. I found that very charming.
Yeah.
Right up until the end of that scene.
Yeah.
I was like, nope.
Yeah. Nope.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he can just like drive a car, no problem. Like he's like down with the lingo. And it's like, I found it really distracting. I'm like, but nothing surprised him. He's just like, What is that? A fax? Let me get that.
I love that fax too, because on the screen, it's this big fax incoming.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Faxes work.
I got to get ready for this fax.
I'm getting the fax alert.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's like, he finds out that McCloud has a son, and he's like, now I have my kind of way to get at him, right? Mm-hmm. So he does a whole kidnapping, and I took this clip because it was just, it had a lot of him yelling in it, which amused me.
Oh, sweet stuffy. Need a little ventilation, eh?
He's British now.
Keep your eye on the rain!
Keep your eye on the rain! Oh, he got that!
What's that? It's a wall!
He drives him into a wall.
Yeah.
Like, nothing about, like, first of all, I love how fucking ham-fisted it is that they, like, shoved a kid into this thing. Like,
yeah.
Shit, we need a third act. Like, we need a final sequence. Something. Yeah, we need some stakes for this. We'll put a kid at the beginning and we'll pretend that anybody gives a shit about him. And then this whole sequence is nothing but like, he doesn't need the kid to be scared or anything. He just needs he's just being a cock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And they do it for a long time. Like that's a long sequence of him driving around pretending to drive into like big rigs and stuff and through walls and stuff. He's like,
being British.
Psych, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Bit stuffy in here, mate. Oi. That's a good, I mean, again, it doesn't match the subway scene of the second one, but it has that kind of energy of just like, we need one scene where he can yell a bunch.
It's in the first movie, it's the Kurgan with the guy on the car and the hood of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, subway. Now this.
Totally.
But with illusions. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. And I really, really enjoyed a lot of the effects in this movie too.
They're charming.
Yeah.
I like the fun, like, post effects that they just added in because they were like, well, we got to make these illusions look cool.
So are they illusions or is he a shapeshifter? Or was he like, I'm a bird? Like, fucking.
Yeah. Was he just pretending to be a bird and then he was just like climbing up the wall?
Yeah. In the eyes of the person seeing the illusion, they see a bird, but anyone else around just sees a guy being like, I gotta get out of here.
It's just sees him sneaking.
Yeah.
He just does some flips from the first one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so, and then, I mean, what is there? There's something about they get him a new piece of metal or something. So they can make a new sword.
Okay, so wait a second. There is a crazy maniac. The fucking gathering never happened. There's a guy who is like willing to do anything to kill him, and he's like, I'm just gonna hop on a plane. He just fucks off to Scotland to make a sword. To make
which
a
he does not fucking know how to do it all. He sucks at it.
He throws out at least eight swords
before he's like, fuck, I cannot make a fucking sword. Why did I think I could? Mm-hmm. I just
he found
I could
the
make
tools,
a sword.
Like,
yeah.
And then, no, I don't know. Yeah. I could make it. That's exactly how I would make a sword. God damn it. That's fucking, it's garbage.
Yeah.
I don't know when this is a sword. Is it a sword yet?
Yeah. Why didn't I just buy one?
Yeah,
like it's not a special. So he doesn't need a. You can cut their heads off with anything. It's been shown. Any sharp blade. All
right.
And then she's like, "I'm gonna fly out. I found this rock, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know what's up. I'm gonna fly to Scotland and find this guy and watch him make a fucking sword for 8 minutes."
Yeah.
Yeah, which she does very easily. She finds him in the middle of fucking nowhere in Scotland. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you might be here.
Yeah. I thought you stuck at making swords. You probably need this.
And I like that she's like, okay, so I'm here in the middle of fucking nowhere in Scotland. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Oh, are you going to go for a jog on the beach? I'll just hang out here then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I found this piece of metal in that cave.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens it's like metal that you need right now.
Yeah, so I thought I better bring it here.
Mm-hmm. And now let's bone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, okay, so there's the sex scene when she's the redhead in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, here's a little, like, the action movie. Here's a little sex scene, and we're out of here.
Yeah.
This sex scene was like, here's a little sex scene, and here's a lot of sex scene.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like,
like,
whoa, are those pubes?
Yeah. And they were. Like, I at first I was kind of like, I had this, like, irrational, or not irrational, but this thing, like, whenever I see, like, a sex
erection?
Scene, I had this irrational erection due to what I call nudity. No, I just have this thing, like, in a sex scene when the woman doesn't take her bra off or anything like that, I feel like very, like, it's a bit of a victory because I guarantee that was a fucking fight with the director.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm always like, oh, that's awesome. But then, but then I was like, oh, that's great. And I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, here's everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
But it was like it was like fucking Zalman King.
Yeah.
It was
guest director Zalman King.
Yeah.
This is the Highlander that you may have seen on Baby Blue 2.
Dear Highlander, I never thought it would happen to me.
This guy said that he was immortal, so yeah, it is very like music video director directs. Yeah, that scene.
Yeah,
it's a lot, and it was added after the fact. The theatrical was PG-13, so when they released it, I guess like after theaters, they were like, and also here's all this stuff.
That's interesting because there's a lot of F-bombs in this thing too. But I guess yeah. PG-13, you could have some F-bombs.
Hell yeah.
Back then.
Absolutely.
They also, yeah, like the kill at the end of the movie, you never see any head come off in the PG-13. Like they kind of like, because there's a couple head chops in this movie that are pretty like, there's the head, it's gone. And I think that was not in the PG-13 version.
Well, listen, you can't make a PG-13 movie that is literally about cutting people's heads off.
Yeah.
It's a major plot point of all of these movies.
Yeah. I agree.
And the fucking.
Yeah. So I guess what happens?
The hardcore fucking.
Yeah. I don't know.
McLeod and Kane fight now.
Yes. And he's going to use his illusion. He's going to use your illusion.
Yeah. One and two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in perfect Highlander fashion, the last fight is anticlimactic and totally kind of boring.
Yeah.
I mean, it scored well.
I don't even remember.
The Motley Crue drop?
Oh, yeah. What's with the fucking they're like fighting. Good.
They're fighting to an instrumental Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
No, the song? I love that.
Yes, it's
the
not song. Exactly, it's, like, it's not exactly Dr. Feelgood.
Okay.
But it's credited to Motley Crue as Motley Crue instrumental.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll
be damned.
So it's like, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. He's the one they call Mr. Feeling Okay.
Yeah.
It's the generic version of Dr. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. I'm fine, thank you.
Mr. Doing all right. He's the one they call Mr. Doing all right. He's the one to make you feel just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, because they start the fight to like a, I think I looked it up and they are like a Irish metal, rap-ish metal band from the 90s. And then it cuts and all of a sudden they're fighting the second time to Dr. Feelgood. And I was like, gotta respect that you did that.
You know your audience?
Yeah. Now, there was something in the trivia about how
this is 94. The director,
yeah.
Dr. Feelgood?
Not Dr. Feelgood, no.
My man.
Yeah. Now, I wonder, so the director was going to get Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses to do the theme song to this movie.
Oh.
And he
that
was so
stoked.
And he was stoked to do it. Axl was stoked to do it. But then Axl said, I want to be Kane. And the director was like, no, Mario Van Peebles is Kane. And then Axl Rose was like, well, I hate Mario Van Peebles and I'm not doing the music to your movie.
Oh, what the fuck? Could you imagine the fucking
we missed out on so
fire?
Much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it would.
And so part of me wonders, like, was he like, well, then I'm going to use Motley Crue at the end, which is like, obviously not like Guns N' Roses, but like, I don't know. I just pointed over there and there's another band from that era, I guess.
This would have been just the shit show of all shit shows.
Oh, yeah. This would have been a beautiful mess.
Holy fucking yeah. Like a lot of dialogue of crazy shit. Holy fuck.
What could have been?
Oh, yeah, and it
dummy. That director's an idiot.
It did say on the IMDb trivia that, like, he refused to do it if Mario Van Peebles was in the movie, and then it said the reason for Axel's dislike of Mario Van Peebles has never been explained. He was just like, no, I hate him. For no reason. Oh, Axel. Yeah.
Who hates Mario Van Peebles? Yeah. Honestly, I mean, Mario Van Peebles doesn't care for my acting. I know that. Mario Van Peebles, I was doing a production back when I was an actor. I was doing a production of Grease in Toronto, and Mario Van Peebles came. It sat in the audience. I believe he was one of about 8 people in the audience for that particular show. This was the worst production of Grease known to man.
Raved about your performance, I heard, right?
It's all he could talk about. He made a documentary about it.
Yeah.
But
what
yes,
year would that have been?
Oh, God. 2002, something okay. like that. 2001, 2002.
I wanted to find out what movie he used your energy and like.
But yes, he absolutely left during the intermission. And I was like, you know what? You were a trooper for holding out as long as you did. I left at intermission myself.
That's funny. Yeah, so they
but
fight.
But I still love him. I don't know what Axel's problem is.
Yeah, it said that the director offered him a cameo, and he was like, no.
Oh, maybe that was him as one of the gang members, because I don't know if you noticed in the credits, but one of the gang members who kills him at the beginning is credited as Grouchy Boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. He's like, I want to be in your movie. He's like, oh, that's awesome. What's your name, Kevin? He's like, nah, he's big. Call me Grouchy Boy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to start an acting career, and I think Grouchy Boy is the way to go.
There was also a good trivia about the punk or the gang members that beat him up. So it says that when they filmed in Montreal, they got 2 local punk rockers with mohawks as an extra for a scene where they rob Kane. And it says they were paid a fee and thanked for their services, but the scene with them in it was cut because they were seen taking drugs on the set and overheard plotting to kidnap Mario Van Peebles by driving away in the makeup RV with him in it. And I'm like, so then after all that, you're like, we should cut this scene. Like, while it's happening, you cut
it. Let's film it all. Let's create an environment where this could happen.
Let's see what happens here, and then we'll decide if we keep the scene or not.
I've always said, Montreal punkers.
These guys.
Yeah.
Make the movie about them.
Yeah. Yeah, so he chops off his head.
I would watch the fuck out of a movie about 2 Montreal punks who kidnapped Mario Van Peebles.
I would, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get an alternate reality. Yeah. Somebody adapt.
Somebody
that
lost opportunities here. Oh, what a shame.
So I did pull the There Can Be Only One name drop.
I'll see you in hell.
Huh? Okay.
I'll be the judge of that.
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. That's great. He just that's one of those things that in the moment you're all heated and he's like, I'll see you in hell, and he goes, I'll be the judge of that.
The next day,
that was not good. Fuck.
The next day McLeod was like, judge of that.
Yeah,
it's like this is just like that time I said you too to the person at the barista who said to enjoy my coffee. You too. Oh. Why would I say that?
I'm gonna be thinking about this in the shower for years to come.
I'll be the judge of that.
Stupid. And I'm gonna be alive forever. I know. Constantly thinking about this.
I'm gonna judge if he goes to hell or who am I?
Why do I think I get to judge that?
I think this is the most well-delivered there can be only one from Lambert.
So far.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. the first two are pretty weak.
The first one in particular is fucking terrible.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
He kind of forgot the line. There can be only one. There can be only, and so forth. I feel like his English, of course, has gotten better. Sure, like, I feel like absolutely. He speaks English now.
He still has the delightful accent that I love him for.
Yeah, mysterious. Bizarre accent. It's not French.
Yeah. And also his limited acting ability is really on display, which I find charming.
Yeah. No, I am very generally charmed by Lambert.
Yeah.
He has that kind of like, isn't the best actor, but has something there that is charming, and so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's not like it's not a movie star charming. Like he doesn't feel like he should be in movies or anything. No. But there is definitely something that keeps me watching him.
Yeah, I want to look.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. we've mentioned that if we ever need bonus episodes or non-Highlander episodes, we could just watch a bunch of Lambert movies.
Oh, yeah.
A couple in
this
particular.
Could become a Lambert cast real quick.
Yeah.
I'd see no problem totally. With this. There's a few I insist we do.
I want to see that Subway movie.
Yeah.
We should watch that because that's what got him cast in this.
Totally.
It's a good sidebar to understand why he became the Highlander. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. That's when we start to prequelize, and that's when we go back to the, that's when the title becomes Lambert Origins.
Straight up happening. Mm-hmm. Subway's happening. I think we have to do that. I need to know what they were like. This guy, I don't care.
Yeah.
He can speak a word of English. Yeah. He's the only guy.
I don't care if he can speak English. I don't care if he can see a goddamn thing.
He can't see shit.
Nope. Yeah.
This man is legally blind.
Yeah.
And he still fucking rules. So not that legally blind people don't rule, but in an action movie, that's not what you would expect.
I only need two things out of this man. Can he giggle? And can he fuck?
Yeah. And he's got both of those in spades.
This guy fucks.
Yeah. And when he does both, it's a little creepy.
Yeah. Please stop. Please stop laughing when you. So the only other thing I have now is the end of the movie where we get a little sort of tie it up with a bow narration.
Will you do something for me, Connor? In the years to come, will you light a candle? And remember
near,
me on my birthday.
Far,
I love you. There's a fresh breeze blowing off the loch. The glen is snowy and cold. It's the most glorious sight on earth. I've found no place to match it in 400 years. I'm back now. With a woman I love and a son I've taken as my own.
But I'm not his father.
I'm at peace. It's finally over.
But then,
We got lightning.
Yeah. Will you do something for me, Connor? Will you scrape me off the road?
Yeah.
Put me in a little bag and carry me throughout time. Brenda,
something airtight so the smell doesn't.
I don't know what the shitting on of Brenda is. Only the first love. Brenda's just like they scraped her off the fucking road, and he doesn't seem to think about her ever again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like she's a fucking splattered all over the fucking road, and she was everywhere. And it was gross. He's like,
he's like,
I love.
He's like, that's funny.
Scraped off the road.
I love how he's got his sort of French accent through all the whole thing, but he really clearly pronounces loch. Like he makes sure that he pronounces the word loch correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I just pronounced it poorly, but I don't know. I found that charming.
I thought you nailed it, Casey.
Really good.
Thanks, sweetheart.
You used your illusion.
Yeah.
I sure did. In the cold November rain.
I kind of feel like the more that we've talked about Highlander 3, when I originally watched this and I started it at like 5 in the morning and then stopped it and started it over later.
I watched it in three parts.
Yeah, when I started it over, I started from the beginning because I was not in the right headspace at 5 a.m. But the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, so I gave this one 3 stars when I logged it. And now I'm kind of like, maybe this is a 3.5. I kind of had a lot of fun watching it.
It's a lot of fun. And it just is what it is. Like, it's, I feel like this really gets, like, this really solidifies what a Highlander movie is. Like, and to the point where mm-hmm. if you go back and watch the first Highlander, you go like it sort of contextualizes the weird shittiness or the weird, just the weird parts of the first one in a way where you go like, oh, okay, I understand the tone of this now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a real solid tone now, and things that you have to think about, like there must be sexy blue lights, like in some real sexy primary colors in different places, and like gauziness and stuff. But don't worry about the lore. You can change that however you need if you have a cool idea for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is the first sequel is like, okay, we took a really misguided swing and it was very ambitious and we really fucked it up, mm-hmm. but there's something there, you know, that's kind of interesting and intriguing for me. And this sequel is kind of like, sorry it took a number of years, but here's some more of that Highlander you ordered. It's just like, here it is again. Here's a movie where people get their heads cut off. It kind of looks like a music video. We're jumping from time to time. Some of it's boring. There's cops. There's a love interest. There's mm-hmm. a scenery chewing bad guy.
Yeah.
Highlander.
We went from Highlander to New Highlander. And when everybody hated New Highlander, we went to Highlander Classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't wait for Crystal Highlander.
Yeah. I really thought that Highlander 3 was going to be the wall. I thought it was going to be like cool first movie, interesting misfire, and then we fucking slam into a wall of like, just all this sucks now.
Slog, just a slog fest.
And
that's,
it wasn't.
That's exactly what I was expecting.
I was entertained through most of it.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I So Greg, you mentioned at the beginning that there was like
going to Scotland to make a sword. Yeah. Other than the hilariousness of him not being able to make a sword, just for the long, like yeah. the scene where she's like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the first movie for a little while.
Yeah.
He's like,
But I just was kind of like, okay, that's fine. I think I was still laughing at him for being so shitty at making swords.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because that really delighted me. Like that they were like, you know, here's this capable guy who lives forever and is like superhuman and stuff, but he fucking sucks at something.
Yeah. He fucking can't make a sword. Then he's on the hill forever, just swinging it at nothing.
Yeah.
And he's a sword guy. Yeah. Like, I love that it's a weird nuance that they're like, this guy has never not had a sword for a billion years, but he cannot fucking make one
make
to save
these
his
things.
Shitty life.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie is just, it's like, okay, we're 16th century in the opening. We have all these flashbacks to the 1788 France. We talk about how the gathering happened in 85. It takes place in 94. And in 94, we're jumping from the Scottish Highlands back to the city. It's just kind of like, you should have just been like, flashbacks, present day. You know, you could have the intro be, here's the thing that happened with the sword to establish the movie. It's just definitely like, there's just like, okay, we have to do all this Sarah stuff. And then we also have to do the stuff with the woman, Brenda. It's just like, yeah, pick a thing to focus on, you mm-hmm. know, to flash back to, and then have that be the thing. Not like all these different things. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like my immediate reaction to that was like, oh, I love the messiness. Like, I love that it feels like this movie is just creating a scene because it's like, oh, I thought of a cool scene.
Yeah.
But I feel like it could have benefited from being a little more streamlined.
Yeah. No, for sure. I like a mess.
But yeah, okay. Not bad though. Highlander 3.
Yeah. Oh, no, not bad.
I was so pleasantly surprised.
So here's what's going on in the Highlander timeline of real world.
Okay.
Just before this movie comes out, the Highlander series debuts.
Yes.
Sorry, just before Highlander 3 came out?
Yeah, because it came out in 94.
Yeah, 92.
92 is the Highlander series. So we need to look at this next. The other thing is that I was entirely unaware of its existence until we started doing this, is there's a Highlander cartoon series also from 1994.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how findable that is, but I feel like we should try and find it. And what we should do is watch the first episode of each of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Episode. So we do one episode of the first episode.
Yes.
Of Highlander, the series episode one, and Highlander, the animated series episode one.
Like and see,
okay. That's right.
See where we are. And then there's a whole
and
bunch.
That should
then,
be the
then there's a bunch of other movies.
Yeah. And there's an anime.
Yeah. God, there's a lot of fucking Highlander.
Yeah.
I don't know why I equate.
Video games.
There's video games?
There's video games and comics.
What system?
So yeah, am I going to have to buy a Dreamcast or something?
The first Highlander was for the ZX Spectrum.
Am I going to have to get a Sega Saturn? Or?
Yeah, the Commodore 64, ZX Spectrum, and then there was a movie for the Atari, a game for the Atari Jaguar.
Now I have a VIC 20. Am I going to be able to play Highlander on that?
Yeah, and then there was Highlander, a comic that was a two comic miniseries.
I wonder which publisher.
Let's see here. Highlander Comics, Dynamite Entertainment.
Dynamite. Okay.
Yeah, and then the other one was also Dynamite Entertainment. Is that a known?
No. Not to okay. me.
Oh, they,
not to me.
They are known for publishing comic book adaptations of feature film properties such as Army of Darkness, Terminator, RoboCop. Okay. So they made a bunch of movie shit.
Okay.
I'm sure it's great.
If I can find it, I'll read it.
I'll see if we can track it down.
Yeah, I'll read it for next episode, but we'll see. I know we can find the Highlander series, but the animated series, I didn't even know it existed. So
I'll try to do a bit of digging myself.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find it.
I think we'll be able to find it.
Okay. And then we'll see. We might.
Oh, there it is. It's on YouTube. Highlander, the animated series, season one, episode one.
Yes.
Oh, fuck yes.
Okay. All right. So there you go. One's of both of those. And if we can find the comic, read it.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Right,
we
I
might.
Love
there, I mean, there are six seasons of the live action series. So we might, we might need to, I don't know, watch the first and the last episode.
Yeah.
That'll make sense. Can't see a problem.
The first episode, the first episode does have Christopher Lambert in it.
What? Okay.
The animated or the regular?
I don't understand how it works at all. So I'm just very
me either.
Yeah,
or why it was so wildly successful from 92 to 98.
It really was. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Maybe we'll watch more. Maybe we will do a good chunk of the series. I have no idea.
We could dip into it.
We'll make that decision after we watch.
Casey's
the two first.
Like, let's not decide
guys,
right now.
Guys,
it's a lot. I'm trying to raise
children. Life is still short.
Yeah. The person who on at least two occasions has been like in our text thread, was it a mistake to do this?
But honestly, no. Like, I mean, that is all for comedy. I am so fucking invested in this.
Me too.
I had no idea I would have this much fun.
I'm
with
surprised
the Highlander
how much
series.
How much I've enjoyed 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I mean, we must be hitting a wall after this.
Oh God,
4 is going to be garbage, right? It has to be.
But at the same time, I mean, if they follow the formula, it's going to be some watchable garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm invested now. I'm happy to if we fucking truck through the series, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's no end game.
Yeah.
Although there is a Highlander end game.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, there is a Highlander end game. Yeah.
It's gonna be
We could always do a like if we're gonna dip into the Highlander series now and again. For this one, we'll all watch it, but maybe in the future, only one of us watches it and tries to explain it, like a little 90210 scenario.
Yeah,
we trade off episode to episode. That's not
it
a bad
could be
idea.
A thing.
Yeah. That sounds like my kind of schedule.
All right.
That sounds like the only thing my schedule can handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you can listen to us on Spotify, and there should be some polls and stuff on there, I think, if you listen that way.
Yep.
Anchor.fm, TCBOF, you can send us a voicemail. The video versions of the show will be on YouTube and spacehay.com/TCBOF.
That's right.
Go to Space Hay. It is the future.
Accept my friend request.
Okay, I'm going to go on there after we're done here, and I'm going to accept your friend request, and then I'm going to never go on there again.
Great, good.
Until they get an app.
Yeah. I kind of hope they don't. I like that they have a fucking app.
You like the inconvenience of going to a web browser?
Very much. Also, on every Thursday night, most Thursdays, pretty much every Thursday night, we do host a bad movie night. Thing, low quality. Yeah. Who knows what it is? But SciTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we?
If you go to cytu.be/r/timebandits, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yep.
And I'll write a little thing in the show notes that says Thursdays at around 8:30.
Weird, dumb, kitschy, bad, who knows what movie every week. You can make snarky comments if you want, or you can just watch the movie, whatever you like.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Oh, or you could just watch other people make snarky.
Yeah.
And Casey, I did post a third comment on your space, hey, saying accept Greg's friend request, please.
Oh, very nice.
So you'll have some messages on your
That's all
wall.
I was waiting for, Dave.
Yeah. But otherwise, don't ever talk to me again.
Don't ever speak to me again. Do you understand?
Yeah.